I am Dorothy R. Gross, and I have with me my two daughters, Kay Geiger and Sue Tennis. Growing up on the farm, it was hard, and I didn't like it. And I would sit on the front step of the house, which faced west, and I would look toward that sunset and wonder what was out there for me. I can remember doing that as young as 8 years of age. Consequently, I was able to do that. My parents, even though they did not go to college, in fact, my father didn't even graduate from high school, they were a great support for me. I wanted to play school and be a student. Unfortunately, however, there were no books in our house. When we were in high school, we got the Lincoln Library, and I think I read those Lincoln Libraries from cover to cover.
It seems, Mom, that all throughout your life, you were always looking forward into the future and very self-motivated. But what was it, what did it feel like during those early years of your career and through all of those major accomplishments that you had, knowing the time in which you were developing your career and achieving your degrees?
Well, for me, I don't know that I thought too far ahead. It was like you struggle to get through the day to day and have raised the children. It was very hard because women were not supposed to be working. And because of the family situation, I was required to work. And so I can recall standing in front of my students many days with tears in my eyes, sad that I had left my children and that I was letting someone down, that mothers were supposed to be in the home raising their children. And it was especially hard for Sue because she didn't like her nanny. And it was a real challenge to leave this little girl with a nanny that she didn't like, and she was clinging on to me. I had to find another nanny that we got along a little bit better at the time. But those are just some of the turmoils that in my generation we went through. And when I became assistant superintendent, even in the school business, to be a school administrator for a woman was very unusual. I could count on my hands the number of colleagues in that position across the entire state.
So with all these phases of life, how has your life been different than what you ever imagined?
Oh, my. Living on the farm, I guess it was that vision, that dream that I had sitting on that front step, looking west, and I had no idea. I'm not sure any of us do. Our life takes a lot of different journeys, and I feel that my journey, it's not always been a pleasant one, but as I look back at 81, I am blessed, I'll say, with the life that I've had.